What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for Osimo.com, and I am back with my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Thursday, October 28th. Now be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. Only place you're going to get updates to my sim results as we get closer to lock. Let me know in the comments section who is your favorite and least favorite of my contenders for today's slate. And finally, shout out to Prize Picks for being the presenting sponsor of this video. Use the promo code Osimo when you sign up at Prize Picks. Get a 100% instant match deposit bonus of up to $100. Now, we round out the bottom of my top 10 with Tobias Harris, Kelly Olynyk, Donovan Mitchell, Tyrese Maxey, who I'm still mad at, and Draymond Green on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today? It's time to find out. First up at number five, I'm going to Trae Young. He is 9K, projected for 46 fantasy points. The goal is 55. He's in the optimal lineup 27% of the time. I think he plays 35 minutes at about 1.3 fantasy points per minute. Big time usage, 26 points, 10 assists. So I'm projecting him for the double-double right out of the gate. Another four boards, maybe a steal. It's a pace-up spot against Washington. And it's not a very good Washington defense to begin with. I expect them to be without Daniel Gafford, who is their actual good defensive center. It's going to look even better for Atlanta. I love the idea of getting to Trae Young today at 9K. Wasn't totally expecting this one, but number four, Kevin Porter Jr., 5,900, projected for 31. You get point guard, small forward eligibility. The goal is just 40. He's in the optimal lineup 27% of the time. I would not expect to take Houston in a tough matchup against Utah. Pace down, clearly a good D, but 0.9 fantasy points per minute for Porter, 16, 6, and 5. Somebody's got to do something tonight. And I think Kevin Porter Jr., given his role, I mean, we're talking about a 25% usage guy. Given his role on Houston, I just think he's a couple hundred dollars underpriced. And on a day like today, where we only have six games, that little bit of value is enough to propel somebody to my number four spot. At number three, we're going to the shooting guard spot and getting Josh Jackson. Now, I'm just assuming that Jackson is going to get comparable minutes to what he saw in the last game, but there's no telling what happens with the Pistons from a rotation standpoint. I'm also assuming that Jeremy Grant continues to be out. If that changes, Josh Jackson's minutes are going to go away. I have him in for 30 right now, and that makes him an incredible value. He's around a fantasy point per minute, 16 points, 5.5 boards, 3 assists, 2 stocks, which is big. Difficult matchup against Philly. Obviously, anytime that Joel Embiid is actually on the floor, Philly's defense is going to be pretty good. It's a pace down spot as well against Philadelphia. But again, if Josh Jackson is going to play roughly 30 minutes, 4,600 is way too cheap for a guy that gets close to a fantasy point per minute. My preferred pay-up option of the day, Luka Doncic, 10,700, point guard, shooting guard eligibility. He's 50, projected for 55, the goal 63. He's in the optimal lineup 36% of the time. I am assuming that Kristaps Porzingis does not play today. Front end of a back-to-back, he is questionable already. I don't think that matters all that much for Luka. We've seen in the past, all through last year and previous years, Luka's fantasy points don't really change whether KP is on or off, but either way, I love the ceiling for Luka today. 1.57 fantasy points per minute, projected for 39-9, a stock and a half, a slight pace up spot against San Antonio. I just like everything there is here. If I'm paying up for anyone on this slate, it's Luka Doncic. Now, before we get to that number one contender, one last reminder to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Go to Twitter, follow me, at Josh Engelman, only place you're getting updates to my sims as we get closer to lock. I need you to let me know in the comments section who your favorite and least favorite contenders are for today. And one last shout out to Prize Picks for being the presenting sponsor. Closing it out with today's unquestioned number one contender, power forward center eligible Montrezl Harrell, 5,600, projected for 35. The goal is only 38. He's in the optimal lineup 43% of the time. Daniel Gafford got dinged up yesterday. I'm not expecting him to play. They don't really have other centers on the team, at least yet. I don't think Rui plays, and Thomas Bryant is 2 months away. So Montrezl Harrell is going to play about 32 minutes, and he's priced like he's the backup center. 1.1 fantasy points per minute, 16, almost 10 boards, 2 assists, a steal, a block. All of it looks good. It is a pace down spot against Atlanta. That doesn't matter at all. It's not the best matchup either. I mean, Clint Capella is good. Montrezl Harrell is set to play, I don't know, call it 8 minutes more than you would normally expect. He smashed last night, and I expect him to do so again. Montrezl Harrell is the number one contender for today. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Thursday, October 28th. DraftKings version of this video is around here somewhere. Check it out. Make sure you're catching the Process Show, 6:30 a.m. Monday through Friday. NBA Strategy Show, 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. That's it. That's all I've got for you guys today. I will be back again tomorrow morning for another edition of The Contenders. Good luck tonight.